The NGO overview, although not an industry per se, is a major player in the education market. We will cover some basic information and provide you additional resources for further research. NGO stands for non-governmental organization and generally holds true to the philosophy of government funding leads to government control. Therefore, most of the organizations do not accept any government funding. An exception could be development and humanitarian relief NGOs, which need substantial resources to run their operational programs. Governments, however, generally will only support field costs for these projects. The acronym GONGO is used for a government-organized NGO. The term NGO has ambiguities. The question is whether it is referring to a local, provincial, national, regional, or global body. Grassroots organizations, community-based organizations, CBOs, and civil society organizations, CSOs, have come into play in recent years. There is still an ambiguity whether these newer terms cover organizations that only operate at the local level or also include local branches of national organizations. Grassroots and community organizations clearly refer only to the local level, but civil society has connotations of any level within a single country. The World Bank defines NGOs as private organizations that pursue activities to relieve suffering, promote the interest of the poor, protect the environment, provide basic social services, or undertake community development. There are two common types of NGOs: operational and campaigning. Operations would be a small-scale change achieved directly through projects, and campaigning would be a large-scale change promoted indirectly through influence on the political system. Beyond this classification, some common focus areas are ENGOs, environmental, BNGOs, business, INGOs, international. When determining fit of an NGO to your career goals, you should consider the number of full-time employees, the number of members, and the funding of the annual budget, which will give you measures of the size of any NGO. This type of measurement will give you a guide to where and how you can move your career in this organization. Also look at opinion poll data on recognition of and support for the NGO or its goals, along with the frequency of positive mentions in the news media, which can give you a clue to its political strength. This will guide you in choosing a strong NGO that will have continued funding. There are also more subjective variables, such as professional skill, knowledge, and qualifications of the personnel within the NGO. This matters in both operational and campaign NGOs. Understanding the key personnel will also give you a guide to what you should be looking at obtaining to achieve your goal of getting hired by the organization. Recently, the number of NGOs has been growing rapidly. Thousands of NGOs have sprung up in countries such as Chile, France, Bangladesh, and many more. Some well-known NGOs include Amnesty International, Doctors Without Borders, Oxfam, and Greenpeace. According to the World Bank, NGOs' common strengths include strong grassroots links, field-based development expertise, the ability to innovate and adapt, process-oriented approach to development, participatory methodologies and tools, long-term commitment and emphasis on sustainability, cost-effectiveness. And the most commonly identified weaknesses of the sector include limited financial and management experience, limited institutional capacity, low levels of self-sustainability, isolation or lack of inter-organizational communication or coordination, small-scale interventions, and a lack of understanding of the broader social or economic context. Finding a position within an NGO is highly competitive. Most of the large, well-known NGOs will only accept applications via their online process. You will need to match the skills, knowledge, and qualifications exactly to obtain a position, and even then, it is not guaranteed. Networking is the most helpful resource that you can use to obtain a position. You may also have to take a step back and work for a grassroots organization that works with a specific NGO that interests you. You can find positions in project management, administration, operations, and if it is operational, working directly with the grassroots projects. Although the NGO sector has become increasingly professionalized over the last two decades, Principles of altruism and volunteerism remain key defining characteristics. Many volunteer positions lead to full-time positions and can help you to create your network. To start your research in the NGO segment, please visit the following resources. NGO Watch at ngowatch.org, Duke's NGO Research Guide at docs.lib.duke.edu, Interaction at www.interaction.org, and Global Impact, www.charity.org.